Please turn your Bible to the book of Jude 17 to 21. Jude 17 to 21. We are coming close to the end of the message of this epistle. Beware of mockers, walking after their own lust. The mockers are those ungodly people who do not believe in the Word of God, and they will laugh at those who fear God and those who honor the teachings of God's Word. And these are the unbelievers who have crept into the church membership. They are the wolves in sheep's clothing, according to the book of Jude. And the Apostle Peter also gave warnings regarding this kind of people. These are the false teachers who have crept into the church membership, and they form their own group later, and they will lead people astray. And we are to beware of them. And these are the people who should walk after their own ungodly lusts. And this has been spoken by the apostles of our Lord Jesus Christ. And as we progress in our Christian faith, we will come across such news that teacher so-and-so or preacher so-and-so or pastor so-and-so have given up the apostolic faith. And we see more and more nowadays, people have forsaken the truth, that they have abandoned the truth, and they have a big following, and they are leading people astray. And this is a worrying scenario, and we tend to be discouraged. And the writer of Jude is giving exhortation to the believers. And this is nothing strange, and this has been prophesied by the apostles of our Lord Jesus about those who will go against the Lord Jesus Christ, who will deny the Lord Jesus Christ. And these are the antichrist, the men of sin, and the false teachers who will be troubling the church at one time or another. And these are the people who laugh at godliness. They have no fear of God, and they live according to their own lusts. And these are the natural men. And these are the people who follow their own likes and their own dislikes without regard to the truth. And they reject the teachings of Christ's return. They don't believe that Jesus Christ will return to receive His own and to judge the whole world, to judge the unbelieving world. They laugh at the necessity of living for God. They don't acknowledge the Lordship of the Lord Jesus Christ. So when we look at this, let us do not get discouraged. Let us do not follow the steps of those who left the community of the believers. We know that such news will stumble a lot of people. And such news will cause a lot of people to think, what happened to the Christian church? What happened to the gospel? I just can't believe it. So I also don't want to join the Christian community. They will leave the church fellowship. They will abandon. Their faith will grow cold. You see, because of the big numbers of people who deny the truth or treat the truth in a cold manner. The writer of Jude says, let us be reminded this such things will happen because this is the working of God's plan, the masses, the people will reject the truth, will reject Jesus Christ and the gospel and the body of truth preached by the apostles at the end time. They are getting worse and worse. They are not getting better and better. And the enemy of Christ may do their worst, but God is still in control. And God is working in the lives of individual believers in the small congregation of the faithful Christians for His witness and for His glory in the end time. Let us do not be discouraged, but look up to the Lord. And the evils of false teachers, and they are deceived about their relationship with God, even though they claim to have dreams and visions, even though they claim they are superior spiritual teachers. Why? Because their ungodly behavior betrayed them. Their ungodly behavior betrayed their claims because of their desires of the flesh. They are sensual people, according to the writer of Jude. These be they who separate themselves. These are the ones who cause church division. And these are the ones who will lead one group of people out to form their heretical group. And they claim to be superior than the common Christians. And they thought they are so close to God. Actually, what they did betray that they are only natural man. The carnal man who will not appreciate spiritual things, they are sensual people. They act according to their senses, having not the Spirit. This is the condemnation. And these are the people who do not have the Spirit of God. These are not Christians, but they profess to be Christians. They deny Christ. They deny godliness. They deny the holy standard expected among the saints. But we know that the believers in Christ, even though they are not perfect, but they have new desires. They have the Spirit of God. They have the desires for the things of God. They have the desire for the Bible, the Word of God, and the holiness in life. They want to devote themselves to God and the loving fellowship among the saints. The work of the Holy Spirit in their lives is shown by their inclinations in life, by what they like in life and whom they like to keep company with. But the covetous attitude of the false teachers who manipulate others, especially those who are rich and influential, for their own personal gain, and their craving for position, and the other manifestation of their behavior show that they do not have the Holy Spirit. See, the life of Christian is the life with God, the union with Christ. We are led by the Spirit of Christ to do the things that please Christ and please God. The essential mark of these false teachers do not have the Spirit is the fact that they disrupt the unity of the church. They have a personal gain in their mind. So they will choose those who will enrich them. They will make use of these people to follow them, to grow independent on them. Many years ago, I heard from a sister that a very rich lady will follow a false teacher around the world. Wherever this false teacher have campaigns around the world, this rich lady will spend money to buy tickets, air tickets to fly following these false teachers around the world. Why must she do that? You see, there's no necessity to do that. But the false teacher will establish a kind of special relationship with these rich and powerful people, so that he'll continue to get a lot of financial support for his so-called spiritual campaign and his so-called spiritual meetings. And these false teachers regard themselves as an elitist group. They think we are more superior. We are superior than other Christians. We are one class above. And we have special blessings that make us very different. If we join the ordinary Christian meetings, you do not have such a blessings. And The worst thing is that they've created division in the church, and they will lead people out of the church. They form their own heretical group, and they are bringing division, they are bringing separation, which is not biblical. They love to divide and draw people to follow themselves. They do not make effort to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. By this, they show that they are not of the character of the sheep. They are of the character of the goats. So we see, now and then we see false teachers disrupt the flock of God. But what are we to do in this kind of situation? Are we to get discouraged and say, well, nothing we can do, just let it be? But ye, beloved, building up upon yourselves on your most holy faith. You see, God wants us to build ourselves on the most holy faith. That is the apostolic faith. And Jude is writing to stir up Christians to stand for the faith, the body of truth which was once delivered unto the saints. We are to stand and not to fall. And because these are false teachers bringing deceiving revelations who have crept into the church membership and have turned the grace of God into ungodly behavior. And we will see more and more such happenings in many places. The Bible tells us to do something. Let us don't be a spectator. Let us do not let our family members or our loved ones to be the victims of these false teachers. Let us be responsible believers and grow in Christian faith and practice. And there was a time in the church history whereby people regarded faith as personal only. This is my relationship with God. All these doctrines and creeds are not important. So they begin to neglect the gospel doctrines, the great doctrines of the Bible. They do not want to study about doctrines. They just focus on the feel good, the good feeling between him or her, between them and the Lord. They say, all these doctrines, no need, no need. We know there's a place for doctrines. If you study the book of Romans, the book after the book of Acts, 16 chapters, many chapters on doctrines of the gospel. And who are we before we come to Christ? Our natural self, the natural man. And who are we after when God saved us? And after God saved us, what are we going through? You see, all these doctrines are very important. It's part and parcel of the for us to learn. And we are not to throw them away. You see, sometimes because of our preference, we throw good things away. You see, something that is useful and edifying, we just throw away because we just don't like it. You see, all these godly inheritance, all these sound Christian books on doctrines should be appreciated. Of course, some people say it's so difficult. Of course, it's difficult. But there are books on doctrines that are easy to understand. Let us make an effort to learn. Let us do not throw them away or say, oh, these are not important. The important thing is how I feel about my relationship with God. If that is so, then we are providing a great opportunity for the false teachers to come in to sow false teachings. And people are being led astray without knowing it. Build up ourselves on your most holy faith. The truth of God, the body of the truth of God, the apostolic faith. That truth that comes from God, which is the good news from the Lord, which is not human invention. The gospel doctrine, the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ, that the Son of God became a man to live among us and to die at the cross to save us, to pay the price, to appease the righteous anger of God. And that he was buried and he rose again on the third day and he appeared to the disciples for 40 days and he ascended to heaven. Then after 10 days, he sent his spirit to come to live among God's people, to live in God's people. individual believers. And all these things are important doctrines, and the doctrines of God's coming judgment, all these are important, the second return, which is the most holy faith. And this is more important than the church building, with due respect of the importance of church building. What is the use of church building if the church do not teach all these important doctrines? And people come and every week they are being fed with what kind of teaching. And their mind is confused, and after 20 years or 30 years, they don't know anything. It's very sad. Which is the truth that evokes faith and trust in the Lord Jesus. It changes our life and sanctifies us. And we become better men as we attend church week by week by the grace of God. We become better men as we go through the Word of God and let the Holy teachings of the Book of God to influence us to change our life. Let us get familiar with the biblical doctrines of the gospel. Let us borrow books from a library. If you don't want to buy, borrow books from a library. Every week we have publicized certain books recommended by the bookroom in the library ministry. We can borrow them. Borrow them. Borrow a small book first before you advance on a big book. Borrow the simplest book, the one with the plain explanation. Go through the book. Why we don't spend time with books with sound doctrines? Let us cultivate the habit. If we want to pass the legacy of spiritual inheritance to our next generation, when we leave this world, what do we leave? Oh, I left a car, I left my FD, I left my unit trust, I left cash, you know? I left a house. Sometimes we left a house for the children to fight. My sister worked with a legal firm. He said, a lot of families come after the ancestor passed, and they begin to fight over the inheritance. Do we have intention to ask our children to stand for the truth, to fight for the spiritual truth? If that is so, let us have a plan. Let us cultivate the appreciation for the truth, the doctrines of the Bible. Let us build our lives on the biblical teachings that lead to godliness. Let us do not heed to the wrong direction of some maybe well-meaning Christian. All these are useless ones. You just do good is good enough. How can you do good without understanding the doctrines? Sometimes you may think do good is you accumulate merit points of yourself. Like you swap your loyalty card, you know, every time you pump petrol, you swap. And this loyalty card company will, oh, very good. Every month is a summary of the merit points, you know, then you can change things. But all these are nothing compared to eternity. Let us cultivate. Read, for example, the book of Romans. Maybe the book of Romans to start with is too long. The book of Ephesians, 6 chapters. Read, study, explain the main point. Appreciate it. Then when the false teaching comes, it will not easily influence us. Of course, even the elect may be misled. But if we were to make effort to study the truth, the biblical doctrines, the false teachings cannot easily influence us. You see, the false teaching during the time of Jude is that, you know, it's okay, you know, God give us grace so that we can sin. After all, this mortal body is not important. This body is going to rot, you know. You sin, it's okay. Some teacher may say, oh, we must abstain, you know, with a lot of things, and they make a lot of rules and regulations. And some may say, oh, this body after all is going to rot already, don't need to take care of it. Just let it rot. For example, you're sick, no need to see doctor. And no need to care for a body after it's going to pass away. Anyway, do you do like that? You say, oh, after all my house is going to crumble after many years, there's no need to If we have problems, no need to fix the problem? Of course we do. You see, when we are faced with such weird teachings, how are we going to react? See, we must study the Word of God. We must believe the Word of God. We should believe the Word of God. If we find that we cannot increase in faith, we ask God to increase our faith. Of course, we cannot increase our faith. Our natural tendency is that so few people believe in the Word of God. Talk so much, also very few people believe. So many people left the church. So many people joined the agnostics and the atheists. You know, why bother to believe? See, people are so clever, you know. They have this scholarship, you know, they have won this prize and number one in the class. They don't believe in God, you know. Why don't we follow them? And your children also say, join them. And so daddy, mommy, come along. And finally, if you're not careful, you're being dragged along by the unbelief of children. Let us learn to obey the Word of God. We know that it is hard, it's a spiritual struggle. You see, the Word of God, all Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. You see, if you want to do genuine good works, it should be transformed by God's Word. You see, work that please God. Let us learn to understand the Bible, open our life to the power of godliness. It will change us to a life that is well-pleasing to God. Let us heed God's Word and turn away from the rebellion against God's Word. Make time for God's Word and pray. Let the world laugh at us, ridicule us, mock us. It doesn't matter. We don't look for their appreciation. What you bother is the appreciation from God, the honor of God. You don't look for the appreciation from the world. Let us pray. Know there are moments of weakness in our life. We find that we are not going anywhere, it seems, spiritually. Let us pray that the Lord will strengthen us. The Lord will strengthen us in our weakness, in our unbelief, in our doubts about the reality of life. The spiritual reality. Let us seek God in ordinary days. See, look for God in ordinary days. Sometimes you find that people, they don't have anything to look for help. They never look for you. You know? They only call you when there's something need you. The Chinese have a saying, 无事不上门. There's no issue. I will look for you. When you hear the devil, you know what trouble is coming up. You know? What is this person expect me to help? Let us call God. Thank God, you see. The month of October is a month of harvest. If you were to go, you observe the agriculture society. October, November, early December is a month of harvest. The grains are ripening and the farmers, they harvested. Those believing farmers will give thanks to God. Come, ye thankful people come. The thankful people in Europe, in America, in Korea, in China, in the believing community, they will worship God. Thank God for the harvest. Let us learn to thank God. Not only to have petitions for God, but also thank God. Let us pray. In the context of false teachings, let us pray for those who are misguided, misled by the false teachers. We are not to trust in ourselves but God. We should pray. We know that praying is a struggle. See, after we pray for such a long time and God didn't seem to answer us, we stop praying. Let us do not cease to pray for the right cause. Let us pray, go before God as a believing child. If our Father listened to us for our needs, how much more our Heavenly Father? If our Father know how to give good things to us, how much more the Heavenly Father give good things to us? Let us pray. Let us also ask the Holy Spirit to help us to pray so that we can unload our burdens, our problems in life, our needs to God. Praying is very important so that we will continue to believe in Christ. Let us make time to not to forget the gathering of the saints also. Keep in company of those who learn the word of God and those who believe in praying to God. Let us keep ourselves in the love of God. Keep ourselves in the love of God means doesn't mean that keep God to love us. No. Let us rest. Let us trust in the love of God, the spiritual, we may call it the spiritual sunshine of God. And God has provided us the sunshine, so we have to keep ourselves in the spiritual sunshine of God. God wants us to abide in Him, and He is the vine, we are the branches. Let us seek to obey God. Let us ask God to help us to obey Him in the moments of weakness, in the moments of doubts. Then you'll see the blessings of God. We have to keep looking and expecting the coming of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. You know, God has sent us to this world for a purpose. And when the time comes, God will come and receive us. Of course, some of us may depart from this world. No, before the second coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. Not every one of us will live up to the time when Christ comes to receive us unto Himself. But we are to expect the second coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. The whole world is getting worse and worse in rejecting Christ and His truth, rejecting the Word of God. And we know that the world is ripening for God's judgment. Christ will certainly come to judge this world. When we are in trials, we often feel discouraged. Sometimes we are tempted to walk out of Christian fellowship, of Christian faith. But let us pray. Let us continue to study the Word of God day by day. Let us look to the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ. Let us ask our Lord to give us grace and mercy to sustain our faith until we see Him. We know that by ourselves we can't. Let us do not be tempted by the prevalent false teachings. We know that all these people will be judged. So, dearly beloved, we have to remember the teachings of the apostles that there will be more and more false teachers and the false teachings will be prevalent. Let us do not get discouraged, but let us build ourselves on the most holy faith. Let us pray according to the will of God. Let us give our burdens and needs before the throne of grace. And let us expect the second coming of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Let us pray. Father in heaven, at times we feel disturbed. We feel tempted to leave the Christian faith and look for the sensual teachings, health and wealth, and all the enjoyments and pleasures of this world. We pray that Thou may sustain our faith and help us not to follow the false teachings. Help us to separate ourselves from the false teachers and those who bring unbiblical divisions to the church. Lord, we pray that Thou may help us to renew our interest in the doctrines of the Bible. Help us to be patient and learn according to the grace that Thou hast given us. Help us to pray without ceasing. Help us to join the prayer meeting of the saints. Help us to pray for one another. May Thy grace sustain us. In the name of the Lord Jesus we pray. Amen.